Perfect song, the Steve Miller Band from 1977, Fly Like an Eagle, on the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane, wishing you a tremendous Thursday, Jane.
Well, we will soon hear the sounds of the annual Canadian International Air Show, which takes place every year on the final weekend of the CNE. This year, celebrating its 75th anniversary, the air show is North America's longest running, and this year features the Royal Air Force's Red Arrows, Canadian Forces Snowbirds, and the United States Air Force's F-22 Raptor. Among this year's performers, aerobatic pilot Kyle Fowler, flying the Long Easy. And Pilot Fowler joins us now on the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane. Pilot Fowler, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Kyle, describe for us what the Long Easy is. We know the Snowbirds here in Toronto, the Blue Angels have taken part in many of the air shows. But describe for us what you're going to be flying over the city, the Long Easy.
Yeah, so I fly a little airplane. Like you guys say, it's the Long Easy. We've dubbed it the backwards plane. The reason we call it that is, well, because it's backwards. The engine's in the back, the tail's in the front, and it kind of looks like a spaceship. And it's a really funky, weird-looking airplane that's a great addition to any show.
So, Kyle, would love to know your history with flying. You know, approximately how old you are now, when you decided as a little boy that you wanted to fly airplanes. What is your history with aircraft?
So I've been flying for, I think, 16 or 17 years, but I'm a second-generation airshow performer. My dad flew airshows for 23 years, and when I was 12 years old, that's when I first got into airshows. I used to announce my dad's show when I was a kid, which was great because I had two other brothers, but because I was the only one that announced shows, I got my first pick of all the shows I got to go to. And then when I was at a show when I was a kid, probably around 14 years old, I saw a Long Easy. I thought it was one of the coolest things out there. And I was like, you know what? One day I'm going to save up my money and I'm going to buy one of those and I'm going to fly air shows. And that's exactly what I did. I was an automotive mechanic. I'm about as blue collar as they get. And I was working regular job at a shop and I absolutely loved being a mechanic. But, you know, I saved up my pennies just like I said I would one day. Bought myself this little Long Easy, put a ton of work into it to make it into a proper air show aircraft. And I've been flying shows ever since.
Oh, wow. That's a neat story.
It's a great story. We're talking to Kyle Fowler. He is going to be piloting the Long Easy at this weekend's Toronto Canadian International Air Show happening Saturday to Monday. Kyle, I want you to paint the picture for our listeners just quickly. Two-part question here. How fast are you traveling over Toronto in your Long Easy?
So when I'm traveling, a couple different scenarios. I guess if I'm going cross-country, I travel at what we would say 170 knots or 185 miles an hour when I'm traveling. Ooh. When I'm doing my show, though, I'm hitting speeds upwards of 220 miles an hour.
Wow. Okay, so for the average person who's never flown at those speeds, which is just about everybody, what is that feeling? What's that feeling like when you're inside the plane going at 220 miles per hour?
You know, it's the first time you do it, it's quite a rush. But when we're flying the show that we fly is actually the same show that we fly every time. We practice it hundreds and hundreds, sometimes thousands of times throughout the year. And it's very calculated. So the routine that I fly in front of the crowd is the same routine I fly all year long. But even still, I still love what I do. And I love coming to Toronto. They've always got the fireboat out in the water that we get to go say hi to the guys on the boat. They love it when we fly by them. And the backdrop of seeing the skyline of Toronto is absolutely amazing as a performer.
Oh, well, we're honored for you to be here. And tomorrow you start practicing ahead of the shows on Saturday and Sunday and Labor Day Monday. So what will we see when you're doing your what will we hear? What will we see if we're in the neighborhood of the CNE, which we are here in Liberty Village?
Absolutely. So it's got this show is an amazing lineup. The Canadian International Air Show has put on a great show for 75 years now. That's their 75th anniversary. We're starting with the Red Arrows. They're all the way over from England. We've got a ton of performers. We've got the F-22, one of the biggest, baddest planes in the sky. Canadian best formation guys, the Snowbirds. the Canadian Hornet, and then we've got a little bit of everything else. We've got some warbirds from World War II. We've got some civilian formation guys down from the States. Myself with my little backwards plane. Trevor Rafferty, who is also another local guy. And if you're down at the waterfront, there's going to be a lot of different things to see, and it's always going to be an amazing show.
Oh, it sounds amazing. Pilot Kyle Fowler, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I hope you guys have a great day.
And for more information on how to get involved in the Canadian International Air Show, go to CIAS.org.
Let's take a look at the roads one last time. Here's Spencer Costin.